Wednesday and Thursday, April 4th and 5th in the IU Auditorium, the auditorium welcomes Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest from the cast is narrator Clarissa Grace Quinlan.
That's right.
Clarissa, we're delighted to get in touch with you. We find that we catch you up on the Eastern Shore, as they say, part of your winter tour.
Right. The life of a performer.
Tell us about your own background. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Tucson, Arizona, born and raised there. But now, being that I'm in the entertainment industry, I'm basically based out of New York City when I'm not on tour.
Did you go to school for theater?
I did. I went to the University of Arizona for about a year and a half, and prior to that, I went to a performing arts high school and a performing arts middle school in Tucson, Arizona. So I've been training since I was about 9 or 10 years old.
As the narrator, is your role primarily a voice one?
It's all voice. The whole show is all sung, but the narrator sings a little bit more because she basically has to tell the story. So it's quite a challenge, but it's so rewarding, so much fun.
Does this mean that you get to retire your dancing shoes just briefly?
I do. This show, I don't do much dancing. I do a lot of walking around and sort of like, I call it the Vanna White of the show, pointing things out. But I know I don't have to do that much dancing, thank goodness. But there is a lot of dancing in the show, just not by me.
Looking back to an earlier White, she was famous for opening refrigerator doors in a commercial, so I guess you don't get to do that either.
Well, there's not any refrigerators in this show, but we've got a lot of other glitzy stuff, so it's fun.
You've been working with the show for a while and working with the story. Do you find that that as you work with it on different evenings, it has a little different feel, or do you think you've pretty much got it down?
No, you know what? Every night is different, and I think the reason is because as the narrator, I get to sort of break that fourth wall and have a special relationship with the audience. So I think the tone of my show each night is based on, you know, what the audience is like collectively each night. Sometimes they're a little bit, you know, more fun, and sometimes they're a little bit serious. So I just basically work off of them. It's really a lot of fun.
We're talking with Clarissa Grace Quinlan. She's the narrator for the upcoming production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat that visits the IU Auditorium on April 4th and 5th. Joseph is described as being a technicolored palette of musical styles, by Weber that go along perhaps with the variations or the variety of Joseph's own coat. How do you find that audiences, perhaps different age groups, react differently to different parts of the show, different parts of that palette?
Oh, most definitely. But that's what's so wonderful about this show is that there is something for everyone. You know, the children love the sort of hip-hop sort of disco numbers, and the older audiences enjoy the Elvis sort of rock and roll number. There's a country and western number. So there is something for everyone in this show. It's actually very rewarding to see their reactions on stage.
At the same time that we're talking about this as entertainment, it really does come from a biblical narrative with a real story to tell.
Yes, of course, taken from the Genesis, and it's It does. There are serious moments in the show. There's so much going on stage, I find, that it's sort of nice to actually have my character, which sort of takes things back down to sort of like the base level. I sort of weave everything together because, let's face it, it is a musical. It can be a little bit glitzy and fun, but it is based off of the Bible. So
it does have that resonance as well. We've been talking with Clarissa Grace Quinlan. She's the narrator for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. They'll be at the IU Auditorium on April 4th and 5th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.